I think it's download availability and also the speed and the service itself. It's just too hit and miss at the moment.
So when you say service, do you mean actual mobile signal?
Yeah, the signal is supposedly strong, but nothing will happen. And it's getting more and more common, I think.
And when it comes to data, is it a case that if you've got phone signal, like on your mobile, you don't necessarily have internet access?
Yes, I find it really interesting lately. I've been having issues with my internet on iPad computer from our Wi-Fi, and yet I can hotspot my phone and I can get really good coverage. And supposedly they're both coming from the same tower. So I'm kind of confused as to how that works.
Where is the nearest phone tower for you?
Our service comes from the Carnamar town site because we're just across the lake from that. But there's a new one that's been opened up recently in West Carnamar, which should be closer to us. But since that's been opened, coverage seems to have dropped.
When it comes to running the farm business, what sort of challenges does it present for you having intermittent mobile signal and data?
It presents quite a few, really. I've found that in order to get onto our banking website, I really need to do banking in the morning, not in the afternoon, because the service is much harder to utilise in the afternoon. So signal's stronger in the morning, obviously, and I can get on and do things. You sit there and you wait and you wait, or when you're getting help from someone in Perth, and they're saying that screen should be up, and I'm going, yep, it's still downloading, it's still downloading. And you go and make yourself coffee and come back, and sometimes it can still be downloading, and that can be, I mean, it's so inefficient of our time. We need to get in, do what we need to do, and get out as quickly as we can because we're all busy people, and just sitting in front of a screen that's still loading is incredibly frustrating.
So, do you find that you structure your days, particularly when you've got some bookwork to do, you tend to structure your day around when you think you'll have the best internet speed?
Yeah, I've had to. I used to, when my kids were younger, I used to want to do bookwork in the afternoon because I could guarantee that there was a child in bed asleep and I could get stuck in, but it just got too difficult. So the days that you're on bookwork, you just have to go, don't worry about the dishes not being done yet or the floor not swept yet, all those things that you like to start the day with, just get in and get it done. But it also, when you need to get on the afternoon, and I'm not a computer literate kind of person, but it just seems to, because it works harder, it seems to spend more of your download trying to find that signal. So we used to be on a 15 gig plan and would just make it to the end of the month and decided we'd move to a 25 gig plan, and now suddenly that's all gone within 20 days kind of thing. So I don't know how any of that works, but it seems really strange that the bigger plan you move to, the less data you seem to be able to have.
And what about when it comes to some of the technology that's out there for operating machinery or getting feedback from machines that are in the paddock to the house? What sort of issues are you coming up against there?
Well, I think it's just, again, the signal is not strong enough. So Chad was saying that some of the machines, you should be able to link to an app on his phone and be able to see what that machine is doing, how quickly it's going, the revs, that kind of thing. But the signal is just not strong enough. And we're in a pretty good spot here. I wouldn't complain about our coverage, mobile coverage at all, but if it's not good here, then on the other farm that we're on, service is really poor, so there's just no chance at all of being able to use that kind of technology.
So, have you had the ear of some politicians at the moment? What would you say to them?
Well, I just think in terms of how the world is moving towards everything being available online, courses, all that kind of thing that they're trying to promote, that just because you're remote doesn't mean that you don't have the same access as other people. We need to be able to have that download, and we need to be able to have that speed in order for things to download, because otherwise it just doesn't work. Too many people are trying to do courses online and just can't get them done because there's too much video content or things like that. And we need that speed and we need that service.